Welcome to a new episode of Mood Posting Hours Bhand Ki Baat. Just a quick announcement, my workshop on bite-sized content creation is going to be live next week. To know more about it and subscribe to the same, please go ahead and visit the link in my Instagram bio and in the YouTube video description. Please enjoy the rest of the podcast. Bye-bye. Let's address why this is a solo episode. The reason is I had a lot to say myself in this one, and I had a particular structure to it, which you will see. And it is a very dynamic range of emotions that change very frequently. And I don't plan my podcast. My podcasts are always candid. But to this one, I had a few things in my head, a few things in my mind. And to be honest, I can't expect someone to change their emotions or change how they look at this with me while being candid. And if it's not natural, I don't want it. So, pandemic, right? Holy fucking shit. What the fuck just happened to us? So, ek saal ho gaye. Ek saal se bhi zyada hi ho gaya hame. Is mahamari ko jhelte hue. And a lot has happened over this year. Matlab, when it started, none of us expected that it's going to be what it is. I think, let's just revisit the time when the pandemic started, right? I think it was 22nd or 23rd of March. 21st, I think there was a Janta curfew, and then 22nd of March, we had the complete lockdown. And no one was prepared. People went shit crazy. Ki, oh fuck, sara saman khareed lete hain hum, aur dawaiyan le lete hain. Matlab, ghar mein store room, kya ghar hi store room ban gaya tha sabka. And wo घर का बच्चा जो बच्ची खुची कॉफ़ी थी उसकी डालगोना कॉफ़ी बना दी विच बाय द वे टेस्ट सो शिट आई एम प्रिटी श्योर नन ऑफ यू वेंट अहेड एंड हैड द डालगोना कॉफ़ी आफ्टरवर्ड्स एंड लाइक इन द बिगिनिंग वी वर लाइक ओ फक कॉफ़ी के मग में केक बन सकता है एंड ऑल बर्थडेज एंड ऑल द एनिवर्सरीज वर सॉर्टेड बट देन आफ्टर अ वाइल वी आर मेरे को नहीं खाना एक और कॉफ़ी मग का केक लाइक लेट गेट मी सम रियल केक एंड आई थिंक पैंडमिक जब स्टार्ट हुआ ना तो सबका माइंड सेट वॉज लाइक यू नो वॉट आई एम गोइंग टू गेट सो मच शिट डन इन दिस पैंडमिक लाइक आई विल अचीव माई गोल्स आई विल अचीव माई एम्बिशंस द हॉबी दैट आई हैव ऑलवेज वॉन्टेड टू रियली रियली परस्यू द एडुकेशन गोल माई करियर पाथ ऑल ऑफ इट इट्स जस्ट गोइंग टू कम इन टू पिक्चर एंड लाइक इट्स गोइंग टू बी ऑल स्ट्रीम लाइन बिकॉज अब तो मेरे पास कितना सारा टाइम है कहाँ गया वो टाइम लाइक एक तो समझ नहीं आता हर मिनट या तो इतनी धीरे गुजरता है या फिर हर घंटा हर मिनट में गुजर जाता है एंड आई रियली डोंट नो व्हाट द फक दिस सॉर्सरी इज एंड आई एम एन एथिस्ट ओके बट आई एम इंक्लाइंड टू बिलीव देयर इज अ गॉड बिकॉज एवरी टाइम थिंग्स आर फक्ड अप इट हैज़ बिन कि ओ भगवान यही चाहते होंगे अल्लाह यही चाहते होंगे जीसस यही चाहते होंगे सो आई एम नॉट नेमिंग अ पर्टिकुलर गॉड इवन दो आई हैव बट आई एम प्रिटी श्योर दैट इफ समवन हैज फक्ड अप हियर इट्स गॉड आई मीन ऑब्वियसली व्हेन हैव ह्यूमन बीइंग्स एवर टेकन ब्लेम फॉर एनीथिंग दैट दे हैव एवर डन सो यप गोइंग टू दिस आई थिंक पैंडमिक स्टार्टेड एट अ वेरी यू नो अंदर की लोगों की क्रिएटिविटी बाहर आ रही है कि ओ हमें लाइक सबको एचआर बन गया जब पैंडमिक स्टार्ट हुआ सबको एचआर बन गए कि चलो हम इसको क्रिएटिवली कैसे अप्रोच करें हम करते हैं इसमें गेम्स तो एवरीवन वाज लाइक ईच टीम मेंबर इन ऑफिस वाज लाइक चलो हम ऑनलाइन गेम्स खेलेंगे विल हैव अ मोरल पार्टी और यू नो फन फन होगा हम मज़े करेंगे ये हमारे बचपन के दिन वापस आ गए कॉलेजेस वर लाइक ओ फक कुछ करना ही नहीं है अटेंडेंस कॉलेज का क्या ही है दिस इज़ लाइक द This is the best you could ask for. Online classes, jao, login karo, so jao, attendance do, maja nahi life. And people at office, like work, they were like very happy ki, oh, you know what, main subah uth ke, mere 9:30 ke office ke liye mujhe 7 baje uth ke, naha dho ke, kha pi ke, fir jana padta tha, ek ghante raste mein barbaad karke, and then by the time I reached the office, I was very tired, and the same with college and school. And by the time I reached, I was really tired and then I had to work and then I was like, oh, मेरे को इसके बाद ये ख़त्म करके वापस भी आना है And now all I have to do is 9:30 के काम के लिए मैं 9:30 बजे उठूँगी या फिर any, like, you know, it's a generally neutral episode. और इट्स अ जनरल न्यूट्रल पॉडकास्ट ऑल टुगेदर. सो यू यूज़ योर प्रोनाउन किंग, सिस, होमी, ब्रदर, डूड. तो या एवरीवन वाज लाइक हे दिस इज़ फन, यू नो मेरा टाइम कितना बच रहा है, इस टाइम को तो मैं कितनी क्रिएटिवली यूज़ करूँगा. सो आई थिंक थ्री ऑफ द बिगेस्ट थिंग्स दैट पीपल लाइक जो सबके अंदर का बाहर है, एक तो सबके अंदर का साइकिलिस्ट बाहर आ गया इस लॉकडाउन में. सब कोई अपने घरों में, सबके पास पता नहीं कहाँ से साइकिल आ गई, सब साइकिल चला रहे हैं. सबके अंदर का म्यूजिशियन बाहर आ गया, सब एक इंस्ट्रूमेंट लेके आ गए हैं और उसमें कुछ ना कुछ करे जा रहे हैं. सबके अंदर का वेक्टर आर्टिस्ट बाहर आ गया है क्योंकि उनको मतलब मिल गया कोई ऑनलाइन टूल और वो कुछ भी बनाए जा रहे हैं, कुछ भी चित्रकला करके. इतने मतलब तुम कुछ बोल भी नहीं सकते ना, बिकॉज अपना अपना समय काट रहे, बट क्या कर रहे हो तुम. और सबके अंदर का जो एस्पिरेंट था, करियर एस्पिरेंट, वो निकल के आ गया. सब ने लिंक्डइन की प्रीमियम मेंबरशिप ले ली. मतलब जो बच्चा इंस्टाग्राम पे दिन में 7 घंटे स्पेंड करता था, वो लिंक्डइन पे स्पेंड करने लगे कि नहीं अब तो मुझे करियर फोकस होना है. एंड ये सब सिर्फ बिगिनिंग में था, बाय द वे ये सब लॉन्ग रन में नहीं था. तो पहले तो हमने 1-2 दिन गरीब बख्शो दी कि चलो अब तो हम ऐसे ही घूमेंगे, मतलब आराम से कुछ नहीं, घर पे रहेंगे मज़े में, पूरा अपना स्ट्रेस निकालेंगे. उसके बाद लोगों को लगा कि नहीं हम घर पे बैठे बैठे अपनी ज़िंदगी बर्बाद करें, तो चलो हम साइकिलिंग करते हैं, ये सीखते हैं, टाइम का उपयोग करते हैं. एंड देन केम दिस पूरा ही मतलब काला समय, विच इज़ इन सर्टन सेंस रेसिस्ट, बट या सो मतलब इट स्टार्टेड विद पीपल लाइक ओ यू नो व्हाट, लेट्स अवॉइड पीपल, ओ great, I don't get to talk to people. And I think that is what this podcast is as well, because I didn't want to talk to someone about this very grim period that we have gone through, and at the same time I wanted to talk to someone about it. So here I'm talking to you. So but yeah, essentially it was like, you know what, I don't have to interact with people, and aise dur dur se mil rahe hain. Like, you know, when you used to live in the same apartment, you would go and tell your neighbor friend कि यू नो वॉट, यू गो टू योर हाउस एंड वी विल टॉक थ्रू द विंडो, बिकॉज उसमें फ़न आता था. बट एट आफ्टर अ पॉइंट यू रियलाइज दैट दैट इज़ हाउ इट्स गोइंग टू बी. यू कॉन्ट एवर मीट दैट फ्रेंड, इट्स ऑलवेज गोइंग टू बी विंडो टॉकिंग. एंड देन ऑल ऑफ अ सडन इट वॉज़न्ट एज फन एनी मोर. एंड आई थिंक अ लॉट ऑफ इट when इट स्टार्टेड आउट, इट वॉज अ वेरी हैप्पी थिंग फॉर पेरेंट्स हु हैड द चिल्ड्रन लिविंग अवे फ्रॉम देम एंड their children were coming back. It started off with a growing concern if their children were not already with them, and I can't imagine ki kaise hota hoga. I think being a parent is very difficult because you have this constant sense of worrying going with everything that happens. But yeah, that was happening, and their kid who doesn't stay with them anymore because of their college or because of their job, they're staying with them full time, and this is the best that they could have asked for. And a lot of people met a lot of new people. Online dating started, we started making online friends, we started meeting people online. A lot of us got online, basically, like more than it was acceptable to the rest of us who were already living their lives online. But theek hai, we were surviving, and we know we welcomed you to our space. And there were a lot of people who we genuinely hated, because when you have spent a lot of time online, when you basically live your life online, you are sort of sad because you read a lot of stuff from a lot of people, and you start seeing things from someone else's perspective, and you after a point you realize that life is just a ball of sadness, and you see these people next to you and they don't feel that way because they have not ever experienced or seen life from that perspective. And you know, there are these people who are like, every day is a new ray of sunshine, or zindagi kya hai dost, zindagi humse hi to hai aur hum hi to isko khoobsurat banayenge. And these people started coming online with all of their, and like, hame nahi chahiye ye sab. But then we were very welcoming, I believe, and there were a lot of garbage people who kept coming and for some reason started getting famous. But then we were also very acceptable of that. We like, chalo theek hai yaar, whatever brings whoever happiness, hame pata hai ye samay kitna difficult hai. And then we almost started feeling like, why the fuck is this time not as difficult for someone else as it is to us. In the beginning, it was a lot like, to many of us, it was like, hey, this is how I have been living my life otherwise as well. Like, this is not something new. In fact, if I look at it, it's something better. क्योंकि मेरे को दिन में इतना टाइम बच रहा है, मैं अपना काम ज़्यादा कर पा रहा हूँ. आई कैन वर्क अ लिटल लॉन्गर. और ओ फक, मेरी प्रोडक्टिविटी कितनी बढ़ गई, क्या मस्त रेज मिलेगा मुझे. एंड या मोस्ट ऑफ अस लेट अलोन गेट द रेज बट गॉट फायर्ड आउट ऑफ अ जॉब. लॉट ऑफ पीपल मेट न्यू पीपल, बट पीपल हु डिडंट रियली नो हाउ टू मेक फ्रेंड्स ऑनलाइन और यू नो हैव अ बेटर इंटरेक्शन विद समवन विदाउट एक्चुअली मीटिंग देम इन पर्सन, दे स्टार्टेड फीलिंग लेफ्ट आउट. पीपल हु डिडंट रियली नो हाउ टू होल्ड अ रिलेशनशिप ऑनलाइन स्टार्टेड टू लूज आउट ऑन द पार्टनर फॉर नो गुड रीजन एट ऑल. Because you know a lot of it is very unsettling because you don't get closure. I think one thing that this pandemic has taken away from a lot of us are people that meant a lot to us, and for some weird reason it's such a bitch that it didn't give us a closure. Because let's say you have a breakup, right? And I know that a lot of people lost their loved ones or aren't with someone who they were and dating someone, had a breakup, and they are having so much trouble moving on because there was no good reason to break up. Because you know, moving on is easier when you start to find reasons to love them a little less every day, and after a point you just love them a certain amount where it's okay to live without them. You are still in love with them, but it's okay that they are not a part of your life anymore. And then when you try to look at stuff and you see that your relationship was just a victim of circumstances and that you really didn't need to break up, and it just starts feeling unfair, and you start feeling helpless, you start feeling whatever happened to you wasn't really fair, and that's the worst feeling. It's okay if you fuck up your life. It's not okay if your life gets fucked because of something that was not in your control. Something that you didn't do. And the worst part is dealing with it while you're staying at home. Probably with your family or your parents with whom you can't discuss. There are a few of us who are very lucky or very fortunate on that front. But most of us are not where we really don't know how to deal with it. We can't talk to our parents about it. We can't talk to our siblings about it. All we can do is sit in the corner and sulk and cry. And we can't even go out, meet our friends, try to have some sort of a change in our life because our life is so monotonous. And every day is just a stark reminder of how miserable we are. And a lot of people lost their jobs. Like, I know for you, there is a possibility that what the pandemic took from you was bigger than what it took from other people. But you have to understand that even if it was not, it does not seem as big to you, does not mean that it's not as big to them. There are people whose biggest loss in this pandemic was not being able to go out and travel all the places they wanted to go. And just because you feel that it's not as real as something that happened to you does not mean that it doesn't affect them the same way. I know it shouldn't. I know there's like probably not really too ambitious in life, or probably their priorities are not really set right, but does not mean that it does not affect them the same way. And to be there to witness that, you know what felt worse in this pandemic than our own misery? Looking at other people being miserable. Just this sort of guilt that this other person should not feel this way. And it doesn't have to, you don't have to really feel something for the other person. And I see a lot of people feeling shitty because of someone else, and you can't help but feel angry because people are very inconsiderate and people really don't know how others are handling their lives. But everyone's just trying to survive. There are people who are trolls, who are trolling other people. And at the same time, you know that this is how they are surviving and coping with it. But it's at someone else's expense and they need to stop. And it's just a vicious cycle. And your conscience starts taking a hit at every stage. Too many people lost their jobs. Everyone has different priorities. After a point, the things that felt good in this pandemic started feeling absolutely shit. People whose first thought was, hey, I'm saving so much time to work, suddenly they started feeling that, hey, I'm working all fucking day. Companies which started off like, hey, you know what, this is your incentive. And we thought that, you know what, this is so great, my company is so good. But at the end of the day, you realize your company is nothing but a leech that is just sucking things off of you, just trying to exploit you as much as it possibly can. Just trying to benefit off of you in each way, that to them, you're nothing more than a resource that's replaceable. And you are literally spending your most vulnerable days with them because you don't have any other option, because you know that the position in the market is so bad that if you let them go, no one else is going to hire you. So many people, when you look at them and you see that, hey, this person doesn't even have a job anymore, and you feel ungrateful, but at the same time, you can't understand, you can't explain to anyone what it is that you are feeling. You start invalidating your own emotions. People who don't get to go to college anymore, they have basically lived their college life, like lived the best of their days away. And I'm not saying college days are your best, but then you get to meet people. This is the stage. People who are born in this pandemic, the newborns, do you understand how difficult it must be for them to actually come out of this and have to interact with people, because the foundational years of their lives have been alone, and these are the things that no one talks about. These are the things that people don't even consider a problem, because unfortunately, unfucking fortunately, we have bigger problems at hand. The second wave happened. The first wave was bad as it is. The second wave came through. None of us were expecting it. I know there are arguments that, you know, bro, hum bhi to mask nahi pehne the, and that is right. It's very right. It's not right to defend the incompetency of the government, but it is true. Nonetheless, we were not prepared. We didn't think. And it's really not our job to predict this. It's not our responsibility. We should have been safer. We should have taken our precautions well, but we couldn't. And it happened. The second wave brought in a lot of perspective. The second wave was an eye-opener, because all of a sudden, the one thing that we have always craved, the one thing that always seemed to be the solution to everything, wasn't really the solution to anything at all. No matter how much money you have, it won't be enough for you to go ahead and get the required adequate resources to save your loved one. I saw people begging around to get something that could, something as small as an injection, something as small as a medicine. Then you never really think of it that way. Something as small as an hospital bed. And you really don't ever imagine that, you know, at one point, if something happens to you, your priority has never been that, will I have an hospital bed where it will, you know, where I'll get an admission. And all of a sudden, that was people's priorities. Even then, everything that was right at one point, that we were grateful for, they start becoming our own prison. When the second wave hit, I started working with a lot of people online to get a lot of resources. And you start seeing the incompetency of the government. You start feeling helpless when you see that, you know, it's not just that the government is incompetent, but also that there's a huge, huge army of people who are trying to hide that incompetency or hide the mistakes of the government in a way that can threaten your well-being, where people will literally bully you if you go ahead and you ask for something or you try to uncover some facts. Stating from a personal experience, I was sent a string of videos of a particular hospital in a particular state, and which I can't name. I tweeted it out, and I was immediately asked to remove it by someone who is at a supreme position, who has a good reputation. And after a point, it was about negligence of a particular hospital, but not really the negligence of the hospital. It's just that the hospital ran out of resources and there wasn't anything that could be done. And I couldn't do anything about it. I couldn't air that out. Someone sent it to me in person and it remained with me because I knew what was at stake. And 3 days later, I see that that hospital itself was involved in some other negligence. This time it was uncovered. It gained mass attention. But you have to just live with the guilt of living with it 3 days and not going ahead and exposing it. And you feel guilty that could I have saved that? But while you know you couldn't, it just never leaves your conscience. And even though I didn't have someone very close to me go through COVID, but I had to feel the grief of other people, and I think that is the case with most of us, because in a very strange manner we realized how much empathy we truly have for others. There were cases, there were scenarios where I had a lead to something. For example, I had a lead to an oxygen concentrator, and I put out a post stating that, hey, if anyone needs an oxygen concentrator, please DM me, because I would need to connect them to someone, and there was only one available. I got 20 or 30 messages in 10 minutes, and how do you prioritize which life do you want to save? How do you ask people that, hey, I'm sorry, I can't help you because there is someone else that I feel is more deserving? And you just can't do that. But the sad thing is, if you don't, then you're not even saving one life. We had to ask for links for crematoriums. A lot of people lost a lot of their close ones. And I can't say that, you know, maybe they are in a better place. Or, you know, it's, I see people saying that, you know, hey, at least they went in a very stable state where they didn't have to suffer for too much, or they didn't have any physical weakness, or you know, their age was a factor. The old ones are taking a hit, and they're like, you know what, he was aged, it's okay. Or they were aged, it's okay. But to be honest, it's not okay. This is not something that was supposed to happen to them. This is not something that is supposed to happen to anyone. It's a human error. Someone out there fucked up, and I don't think people understand that. I don't think anyone understands how difficult it is to just live on with the grief. No one knows how to deal with it, because as I said, there's no strong reason or a closure to get through with it. Every day is just sense of discomfort, sense of regret, helplessness, anger, and a lot of these feelings, because you don't know what you did to deserve it, and deep down you know it's not your fault. But then there's this helpless cry that if it's not my fault, why did it happen to me? And I know that this is me talking about people who actually lost their loved ones, but it's not just that, it's about people who lost someone that they just knew, because you never really know that this could happen to someone, you know. I know that there are a lot of people who have benefited of this pandemic. I'm not saying that's bad. But I know there's a larger section of the society who has lost something that they can never earn back. I know there are people out there who have their loved ones fighting for their lives. I know people out there who are suffering from COVID and are constantly worried that this might be the last thing that they ever get to experience. So if you're listening to this, I'm hoping you're healthy. I'm hoping you're fine. I'm hoping your family is safe. And if even of any of these are not true, I really wish it gets better. All I can say is, just know that deep down, everyone's suffering. And some are not even aware of it. Or some are really good at hiding it. Everyone's fighting their own battles every day. Whenever you make a decision, try to make sure that your decision doesn't affect or add up to their existing problems of the day. You don't have to be good. You just have to be decent. You just have to be not bad. So, I guess this is it. Hold up.